Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is due to Allah by His infinite grace and mercy we are all here today. On behalf of Masjid al-Furqan, its trustees, its committee, and the extended Islamic College family, I would like to wish all Musallis a Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshallah. Today's speaker is none other than the CEO of Islamic College, Sheikh Saadul Hakan. Sheikh has aptly chosen the topic of heritage worthy of perpetuation. So without any further delay, Bismillah, Sheikh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحسنوا كما أحسن الله إليك وقال الله تعالى إن الله يحب المحسنين وقال الله تعالى أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم كانوا أشد منهم قوة وآثار في الأرض وعمروها أكثر مما عمروها وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه خير ما يخلف الرجل من بعده ثلاث ولد صالح يدعو له وصدقة تجري يبلغه أجرها وعلم يعمل به من بعده أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Beloved ulama, respected elders, brothers and sisters, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah, in this beautiful house of Allah, in this most beautiful city in the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Tomorrow is a public holiday in our country. It is National Heritage Day, a day on which South Africans celebrate. They celebrate our nation's diversity, and they do so in the spirit of Ubuntu, or compassionate humanity towards each other. And this concept is founded on the golden rule of loving for your fellow human beings what you love for yourself, a principle captured also in the words of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, where Rasulullah said, "La yablughu 'abdan haqiqat al-iman hatta yuhibba lin-nas ma yuhibbu li nafsihi min al-khayr." The worship of Allah, the servant of Allah, will not reach the full reality of faith until he or she loves for others the good which they wish for themselves. The question we may ask, what exactly is heritage? What is referred to in Turath in Islam, in some dimensions? Heritage is the full range of our inherited traditions, our monuments, our treasures, our culture, our languages, elements of who we are as a nation and how we identify ourselves. And it creates a sense of common identity And of course, it assures a degree of continuity for a people. And therefore, heritage should serve as a means of reflection of our common experiences, of our past and our present, as we contemplate the future and engage in debate and discussions about what is worthy of saving from our past, what can we improve upon, what should we never forget, as well as what needs to be perpetuated for the future. So heritage in itself, whether we have Heritage Day or not, I'm not going into the bid'ah and all that stuff, I'm just saying the concept. Heritage is an essential part of the present that we live in and the future that we intend to build. And in our country, National Heritage Day, it recognizes the shared experience of us as a diverse nation of people, the experiences we had. We also remember the difficulties and hardships we endured in the past, and we continue somewhat to endure. We share the victories, and we deliberate on the challenges of our time, and perhaps try to plan and raise hope for the future. This week, during our Heritage Week or Heritage Day that we have now, and it's Heritage Month, but during this week of our Heritage Day, the world observed the burial of the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, the longest serving monarch in British history, monarch from 1952 till 2002. That's over 70 years of monarchy under the reign of one queen. She is a symbol of British heritage. And do get me clear, we never celebrate the death of people, really. We don't find joy in the passing of someone. Someone who may be a mother, a grandmother, a wife, a spouse to other people. But I must acknowledge and admit, it was painful to see the crown jewels displayed on the coffin, symbol of the looting by the British royalty, the looting which they advocated, which they allowed, which they perpetuated in foreign lands, in particular in the Far East, in the Caribbean, and especially here in Africa, including our beloved land of South Africa. We are part of the Commonwealth, and all the wealth has been taken. It's just common. The whole world saw parts of a Cullinan diamond, one diamond, the largest gem quality rough diamond ever found anywhere in the world. You know, you buy your spouse a 1-carat diamond, then you are really up there. The Cullinan diamond was 3,106 carats. It was cut into multiple pieces. It was found in 1905. In Cullinan near Pretoria in South Africa. And they cut it up into various pieces. One is the Great Star of Africa, one of it, 530 carats. And the other one is called the Second Star of Africa, 317 carats. Both were displayed on the coffin of the Queen, in the crown and in the scepter. On Heritage Day, in Heritage Week, we observe how our heritage was usurped and looted and then displayed, and people and kings and presidents and prime ministers and Muslim leaders go there and pay tribute and forget the legacy of oppression and injustice that was perpetuated by people like her and her family. In our Heritage Week, we viewed how large portions of our country's archaeological treasures are owned by another country, a country that stole them from us. They came here without our invitation. They took our stuff without asking. After occupying our lands, dispossessing our people, and subjugating those who never ever went to Britain to bother them. We never invaded them. Most of the cultural heritage and treasures from Africa and Far East were looted from the soil of these lands and are now residing in European museums, but especially in London's British Museum. Some of the world's greatest archaeological treasures, mineral treasures, are housed in London's British Museum, and a significant amount of them were taken particularly at the hands of the British royalty. There are 8 million objects, 8 million objects in that museum, of which only 1% is what you see on display. So when you see that array of things, the Rosetta Stone from Africa, the Kohinoor diamond from India, and you go in, and you pay, by the way, to go see it. And these are things that were stolen from our people. 1% of the of that collection is what we see when we pay to see the stuff they stole from us. The vaults at the Bank of England report that they're currently holding 400,000 bars of gold, the second largest treasury of gold in the world. That means 301 tons of gold at the value of well over 100 billion pounds. For those who are South Africans, we don't even know how much a pound is anymore. It used to be 2 rand. And this is stored in England. I'm talking about 400,000 bars of gold in England, in a country that doesn't have a single gold mine. It came from somewhere. A brutal rule of the British, for which neither the Queen, which she never acknowledged, and for which she or any of her predecessors ever apologized. Unfortunately, that is part of the British legacy. But look at the control, and we need to be aware of this, because very often we segregate our faith. We are too busy infighting over issues of fiqh among our ulama and leaders, everybody making everyone else kafir, giving no jobs even to our enemies anymore. Here I'm speaking to you in the southern tip of Africa, and the common language I'm speaking to you is the language of the British. Isn't that an insult? Think about it. Because you speak a language, you think in that language. We interpret the Quran in their language. I'm communicating to you in the house of Allah in the southern tip of Africa, in the language of our colonizers. So how far we've gone backwards? How far we have gone backwards in that regard? And therefore it's important to reflect on our legacy, because heritage is the past into the present as we build to the future. So we are in South Africa, we are in Cape Town. I don't care what the foreigners say or outsiders, the most beautiful city in the world. I just came back from Istanbul, very beautiful. Cape Town is still Cape Town. What is our heritage as Muslims in this land? Heritage, I said, is what a community, a nation, or a people inherit from its past generations and wishes to continue to pass on to future generations. Heritage is the perpetuation for us of a collectivity of positive legacies. Yes, we are South Africans who share a national heritage with our fellow South Africans and Azanians. But we are also part of an international ummah that has a global heritage, a heritage based on the principle of Tawheed and guided by the values of the Quran, which is our ultimate heritage. You know, Aqdas Turathul Islam, Al Quran. The highest, the most sacred of our legacies is not our gold, our jewelry, our diamond. They stole it anyway. It's still the Quran. That's why Allah revealed it and He called that night the night of power. So they may have everything of ours if we really have the Quran and live by the values of the Quran and reflect not only the laws of the Quran but the spirit of the Quran, we would not have been conquered by anyone. Here we are as a consequence of the past, and we can only be where we need to be if we learn from the past awaken to the reality and prepare for a better future. When you look in the Ummah here in South Africa, we reflect on our past generations, and we look right at the beginning, from the time we came here. We find noble and exemplary people like Tuan Guru, Rahmatullahi Alayhi Qadi Abdul Salam. Now let's see from where we began. Because it's important to know from where you come to know where you are. You can't know where you are unless you know from where you've come. And you can't know where you're going to unless you know where you are. Tuan Guru Qadi Abdul Salam is a man who spent two stints on Robben Island before Robben Island was a prison for anyone else. Incarcerated, a person, a political exile, a prince, a revolutionary prisoner of conscience. That's how he came here. He's a man who wrote the Quran from memory in prison. Not one copy, at least three copies. But one of them, for sure, he wrote in the prison, and some of which is preserved in the Awal Masjid. He composed classical text that kept knowledge of our faith alive and that educated the people for over 100 years. He's a man who established the first non-racial school in the country. Anybody was welcome, not only Muslims, by the way, even those who were slaves and non-slaves. Everyone was welcome in open madrasa. He established the first mosque at the southern tip of Africa and served as the imam of the Awwal Masjid, which still stands operational today in the Bukab, and in which the Quran he wrote from memory is still displayed. That is our heritage. So Tuan Guru, Hafizul Quran, Muhajir, Mujahid, who left his land, revolutionary fighter for justice, an imam, a leader, a prayer leader and a community leader. He was a da'i, one who propagated Islam, and he was a muallim, who was a teacher as well. It's people like Tuan Guru who built the foundations of Islam in Southern Africa. They left a lasting legacy, which they started, and that is the Islamic heritage, which we wish and should pass on to our next generations, inshallah. Our heritage has continued to be a heritage and a legacy of struggle against oppression and against injustice, irrespective of the color of the people who are in charge or of the faith of people in charge. Muslims stand for justice even if the ruler is a Muslim. You don't support a ruler just because he's Muslim or oppose him because he's not Muslim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُ الدَّوْلَ الْعَادِلَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ كَافِرَةً وَلَا يَنْصُرُ الدَّوْلَ الظَّالِمَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مُؤْمِنَةً Scholars say, Allah will support a just system, even if the leader happens to be an un-Muslim. Allah will not support an unjust system, even the people in power happen to be Muslim. Because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet throughout history. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ We sent prophets throughout history with clear guidance and the book and the balance, in order that people may live with justice. People may live with justice. Our heritage is a heritage of struggle against oppression and injustice. From the history of Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar through to Tuan Guru, and here we are on in this masjid on Imam Harun Road, one of those who many of us saw. Hafiz al-Quran, Imam Abdullah Harun. He was a Maharib al-Hurriyyah, a freedom fighter. He was a Mujahid, a revolutionary who fought for justice. He was an Imam, a leader of a mosque further down in this road. A Da'i, a propagator of Islam, perpetuating the legacy of Qadi Abdul Salam of Tuan Guru. He was a Muallim who specifically emphasized the upliftment of youth and development of youth. And of course, he was also a Shaheed, a martyr, in the cause of truth and justice for the freedom of the oppressed in the name of Allah. From Yusuf, Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, through Tuan Guru to Imam Harun, these are people who imbibed the value of Ihsan. That which you say is reflected somewhat in Ubuntu, which is the national heritage which we are trying to celebrate, but who give their lives for the well-being of others at the expense of themselves. And that should be our lasting legacy. Not what people give to you, it's what you give in return. It's who you are, not what other people are. Make yourself the standard between yourself and other people. Make yourself the standard between yourself and other people. The Prophet's great-grandson, Hamza al-Abidin al-Sajjad, one day was helping people, Hujjaj, and who came to Makkah, helping them and giving them water. Zain al-Abidin, the one who survived at Karbala. And the people, one of the elderly people, saw him and he said, when you came to our land, we treated you very badly. Why is it that you're treating us so nice? He said, that time when we came to you, we were your guest. And that's how you treated your guests. You are now the guest of the family of Rasulullah. And this is how we treat our guests. You become the standard between yourself and other people. Don't let them become the standard, nor the British, nor the Queen. The Quran and the prophetic Sunnah. And the Sunnah is so much immersed in the mercy and compassion and love and guidance. Our heritage and the legacy of this country is now being marred, being spoiled by overwhelming crime and corruption. I constantly remind ourselves that we often celebrate how far we've come in the struggle, alhamdulillah, but the concern is in which direction are we going? We need, as we always remind ourselves, critical self-evaluation, muhasabah. Are we moving from where we are to where we are supposed to be? And we can't remain silent because a believer is always a thorn against injustice, irrespective of who the government is, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim, whether it be ANC or PAC or EFD or ABC, doesn't matter. Justice is paramount. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعَدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا وَأَقْرَبُوا لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Quran says, stand up for justice even against near and dear ones. And even if you hate people, if they are right, you must say they are right. Let not even your hatred cause you to suffer from justice. Be just. Huwa aqrabu littaqwa. It is the closest expression and manifestation to piety. So we fought a noble struggle to fight so bravely against racism of leaders that were imposed upon us through their nefarious racist schemes, colonial, of course, British and Dutch included. It's unfortunate that now we have to fight the corruption of people we have chosen. We are being robbed both ways. There are thieves who rob us from our cars and our cell phones and our monies and so on in the streets. And then there are those who rob us in parliament. One who take us by chance and the other ones we voted for. We must hearken, if you want to reflect on the legacy and the heritage we'll leave behind, give full attention, respectful attention to the call of Allah. A verse which we are very familiar with. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah, O you who proclaim faith, be sincerely conscious and dutiful to Allah. Wal tanzur, and carefully reflect, consider, evaluate, watch, observe what you are sending forth for the future. In this country, in this world, in your lifetime, and for the hereafter. Well, تَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ غَدْ means future, it means tomorrow literally. But can mean the future, it can mean the hereafter also, both. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Be sincerely dutiful and conscious of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah is fully informed of what you do. Be just. وَأَحْسِنُوا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Be just and good as Allah has been good to you. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Be good and loving and kind and compassionate and good. For Allah loves those who are good. Do not spread corruption in the world. Allah does not, إِنَّ اللَّهِ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Allah does not love those who are engaged and who perpetuate corruption. As for what we can send forth for the future, Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, Rasulullah said, خَيْرٌ مَا يُخَلِّفُ رَجُلٌ مِنْ بَعْدِ ثَلَاثٌ ولد صالح يدعو له، وصدقة تجري يبلغ أجرها، وعلم يعمل به من بعده. The best of what a person leaves behind are three things. There are different wordings of the hadith, but this is Ibn Majah. A righteous child who supplicates for him, an ongoing charity, the reward of which will always reach him even after death, and knowledge that's acted upon even after the passing of the person. Three things, all of which was done by people like Tuan Guru, Qadi Abdul Salam, Sufi Sahib. Sufi Sahib came from India, came to Durban, established 14 centers, all of them are functional. Orphanages still feeding the people. Orphanages still serving the people. Mosques, people are still praying in. Perpetuating a legacy. Whether we acknowledge them or not, whether we get involved in controversies about bid'ah and this and all that. Beyond all of our secondary debates and arguments, these people have done and left a legacy upon which we need to build. So what is it? Three things. Leave offspring or a household of people or youth who continue to keep alive the memory of your goodness. In other words, leave a positive legacy. Two, perpetuating a culture of generosity. Give some kind of sadaqah, whether it be a well you do or whatever education, whatever it may be, where people benefit. And at the same time, be generous with your spirit to stand up for other people's rights and so on. In other words, leave behind a legacy of empathy. And thirdly, any knowledge, any skills, any avenue by which you can enhance the capacity of others, do so. Because as long as they do that, Allah will reward you for how you've enhanced them, the little you have done for them, and they go beyond that for all the good they do. Allah will reward them, but He also reward you without decreasing the reward, and that is empowerment. Positive legacy, empathy, and empowerment. So we must critically evaluate our place in contemporary society and be agents of goodness and excellence as reflected in the Quranic expression, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Be good and do good, for surely Allah loves the doers of good. And I leave you with a question from the Quran, talking about legacy, talking about heritage. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Can the consequence, can the legacy, can the heritage, after effect of goodness be anything but good? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sheikh Saadul Akan for that beautiful and relevant reminder. We pray that Allah grant Sheikh many, many more years filled with health to continue guiding and inspiring us in this way, inshallah. There are just a few announcements today. The Habibia Archery Club invites all Musallis to join the annual Shootathon Charity Market on Saturday, the 1st of October. You can join them at Habibia Sufi Masjid for a fun family day to try out archery and buy some amazing food and drinks, inshallah. They encourage all of the Jama'ah to please attend and support this charitable endeavor on Saturday, the 1st of October. Secondly, we make dua for the safe return of Mr. Noor Muhammad Karim, who has sadly gone missing and has not yet been found. We pray that Allah grants him a safe return to his community and to his family. Ameen. We also would like to thank Radio 786 who are here today and have broadcasted this Jumu'ah to the people of Cape Town. Alhamdulillah, today the matriculants also completed their trial exams, well, at least most of the matriculants. We ask the Jumu'ah to please keep all matriculants in their du'as and grant us all success, inshallah. Amen. Shukran wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This is our head boy, the school, mashallah. In keeping with the tradition of the perpetuation of legacy, I've asked him to lead the salah, inshallah. He's hafidh al-Quran, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
Please ask the brothers to stand and fill the, again, to fill the gaps. And those who are standing out at the exit there, by the exit, there's a lot of space still upstairs also. There's a lot of space upstairs for those who want to go upstairs, inshallah. And we just fill the gaps, and especially the your left-hand side corner, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين وقال الله تعالى وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه لن يبلغ عبدا حقيقة الإيمان حتى يحب للناس من الخير ما يحب لنفسه أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
إن شاء الله تشاء الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا وعافنا واعف عنا وعلى طاعتك أعنا وعلى غيرك لا تكلنا وعلى الإيمان والإسلام جمعا توفنا وأنت راض عنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.